Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Lisa Hill, and I'm calling in from the Midwest, part of our wonderful, wonderful nation. And well, hello, everybody. Once again, this is Lisa calling in from the Midwest. We are having some technical difficulties, which, of course, there's nothing I can do on my end of it. But let's talk a little bit about the topic today was thyroid health. And, you know, the name of our show is actually How to Live Extraordinary, Not Ordinary. And one of the things that we often neglect to think about, or we might think that there's something else that might be bothering us, or maybe another situation, when in actuality it could be our thyroid is not being fed and cared for, and therefore we're not having the results throughout our body. With the holidays coming, we want everybody to have an extraordinary, just a beautiful, wonderful holiday. But many times with stress, lack of great nutrition, lack of being able to feed the thyroid, a lot of symptomology can kind of set in. So one of the things we're going to talk about today is actually what is the thyroid and what does it do, what does it control? And many times if you're just listening, let's think about that for a moment. It might kind of provoke some thoughts on maybe the way that you're feeling may have something else to do with the thyroid, and maybe not. It might not be situational, or it might not be environmental, but it might be an internal health issue. We always say in our calls that we don't treat, cure, diagnose, but we give the body everything it needs for the body to do what it is designed to do, and that is to keep us living, not just alive, but living an extraordinary life. So we are going to be focused on everything that we can possibly do to give the body everything it needs so that we can live an extraordinary life. So number one, what does the thyroid do? How does it work in the body? What can we expect if our thyroid is working at top performance? Well, let's think about that for a moment. Thyroid is a gland that kind of envelopes and hugs your trachea. It also has these wonderful attributes that it controls hormones, it controls metabolism, it controls whether or not we are actually using the food that we are put into the body. If our body is actually being able to utilize the food, so the thyroid plays a huge, huge part in that. In actuality, it also helps to control even the way that our neurons work, the way that our body responds to stress, the flight and fight. If you are hyperthyroid, you can many times feel agitated. You can feel like you can't sleep, you're anxious, you just feel like your skin is crawling. And that's because the thyroid is misfiring, and it's like you are at a stop sign. You have your foot on the gas and the car is in park. And that's what's happening many times with our bodies and our thyroid situation. So let's take a really solid look at what we can do to keep that thyroid functioning properly, and what we can do to make sure that we are feeding the thyroid. We don't treat, cure, or diagnose, but again, we feed the body and we feed the thyroid. So one thing that is problematic when we talk about health of the thyroid is right now in many parts of our country, go do your research, see what you can come up with when we're talking about health of the thyroid and what actually causes the thyroid not to work properly. And many times it is because it's not fed iodine. Now, the latest studies that are coming out is that we have a challenge with radiation reaching the shores of our country. So if you do your research, you'll find that that is the case many times. And some more of that research is just now surfacing. And we know that the thyroid does not do well when it's has a lot of radiation. If you yourself have gone through maybe a health challenges and have had some radiation in your lifetime, you know, that can itself be a big challenge. So you want to look at how can I feed the thyroid and feed it properly. Number one, it needs iodine. And because many times we stay away from the salt, but we go in the direction of giving our body the kind of salt that we've been led to believe doesn't cause high blood pressure, doesn't cause us to cause the body to retain water and retain fluids. So we go in the direction of the salt that you can purchase such as a sea salt or something of that nature. So, but that doesn't have the iodine in it. And that was one of the main products that many times we would put into our body was salt, and it had iodine in it. So many of us also are in a place that maybe we are on medications. And just do your research, because there is a lot of medications out there that can sometimes block the absorption of iodine, or it doesn't add to the continued health of our thyroid. So we have a product here at our company called Revi that has to do with feeding the body, including the thyroid, everything that it needs. We have a product called Liquid Drive, which is a ionic mineral product that is loaded with wonderful nutrients. But in addition to that, it has an iodine that the body can accept and utilize, and you are getting everything you need with that. In addition to that, we have a green product. Now, we know that kelp is very, very high in iodine, although it doesn't say kelp particularly, but we do have the greens, and we do have iodine in that product as well. So you are going to be fed very well, better than you probably ate at your Thanksgiving dinner, talking about iodine. Some of the symptomology that we might be encountering if our thyroid is not working properly can be situations such as our hair falling out, such as our hair getting very thin. Maybe we're feeling sluggish. Maybe we're just not feeling like we have enough energy. Maybe we're feeling like we can't get out of bed in the morning. Maybe we're feeling our aches and pains a lot more than we had ever anticipated. Maybe we're in a situation where our skin is dry and scaly, and we don't look good. Maybe your eyes are kind of dull. That is some of the symptoms that people can exhibit when their thyroid isn't working properly. But in addition to that, we know that there can also be a situation where there can be a lot of things that feed into that. But just try to get on a really good, healthy supplementation, because it's difficult for us to eat enough foods that are high in iodine to really correct some of the dysfunction and also some of the needs that the body might be having, because maybe we've been in a situation where it's been long going, and it's kind of our health is kind of like a situation where we have a glass of water and we have been dripping into that glass day after day, and all of a sudden that last drop, it kind of spills out. That's what happens to toxins in the body. That's what happens to bad health in the body. And we might not notice all these little things until all of a sudden we just get slammed with it. We hit that wall at 1,000 miles an hour, and we're going, wow, what just happened to me? Well, it's because we as human beings have an internal ability to just keep going. And our body is always going to be in that place of homeostasis. I mean, it's always going to be trying for us to be able to stay in that place where our body is always doing what it can do to push us forward, for us to be in a place that we are doing very, very well, and that we're just taking care of the needs of the body, and our body's able to function. So that's the goal of our body, our innate intelligence of our body. Our body's goal is to always keep us in that place where we are functioning, and they might pull from areas where we might be very deficient, so we end up with further deficiencies. So with that being said, some of the signs that your thyroid is functioning properly and you feel good and you're having good results throughout the day can be a situation where, you know, you have that energy, you have that vitality glow. I love one of our partners says that often. She has the vitality glow, and I love the way that she says that. So it's really exciting that we have this opportunity to be able to help people with their health. So again, the product line that we carry that helps keep the people in that place where they have that energy, their skin is not scaly, their eyes are bright, their hair is not falling out, and they have that energy. And they also don't fall into the pattern of high blood sugars versus low blood sugars and the instability of blood sugar issues. That also can be a sign that the thyroid is not functioning at its highest capacity. So pay attention to this. Go back to your healthcare provider. If any of this has nudged you along, we encourage everyone to, of course, continue with their path that they have chosen and the individuals that are helping them with their health. We just like to help you with your nutrition, And if you're looking for a great, great product line, we here at Revive believe in revitalization. We believe in renewal. We believe in restoration. And we truly believe in the company called Revive. So try it out. MyRevive.com and MyRevive.net will take you to our website, and you can look around and look at the different products. So our products are as close to nature as possible, and we give the body everything it needs in just a few products. Everything, again, our mantra and our focus and our mission is to clean up our environment and our home and our body. So the other things that we know that is true is the more toxic environment that we're in, the more unhealthy someone's thyroid most likely is going to be. So you want to focus on that, keeping your home less toxic. And we have, of course, we have all kinds of wonderful home cleaning products and mineral soap and bathing. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure that your environment is not in that place where you're adding to the toxicity, because that just puts an extra load on the thyroid and actually in certain circumstances can block the absorption of iodine. So with that, I know this is a busy time for everybody, so close to Christmas. We also know that stress does affect the thyroid. We also know that stress affects the overall health of the body. So we're really encouraging everybody to take a really good look at how you can just spend a little bit of time investigating what you can do for exceptional nutrition, while at the same time is sharing your knowledge with other people. So this is Lisa Hill signing off, and live an extraordinary life, not an ordinary. Thank you, everybody.